All right, we're about to have a Colt to Frank meeting here in just a second. 5:10, spring football talk. I think K-State fans should feel pretty good about where things are at this spring for beyond just the obvious reasons. Before we get into the Colt to Frank talk, I mean, we haven't spent hardly any time discussing Dana Altman, the other Final Four former K-State coach that's in here. Someone tweeted at me today, Kyle, a picture from the 1990-1991 K-State basketball media guide, which was Dana Altman's first year as head coach at K-State. And this, to me, even furthers my stance that like K-State didn't really do anything wrong by wanting a coach other than Dana Altman at the time. Because here are two little factoids, some graphics in this book right here, the media guide. One, it lists all-time NCAA tournament appearances. Everybody in the country. Kentucky led at that time with 32. K-State was tied for sixth with 20. So behind UCLA, North Carolina, Notre Dame, Louisville, K-State tied with St. John's for sixth all-time in NCAA tournament appearances with 20. And also, this perhaps more importantly reflects on what Dana Altman was at K-State. All-time Big 8 conference standings in 1990-91 when he took over. K-State had the best winning percentage and the most wins of anybody in Big 8 conference play since the conference started. They were just ahead of Kansas. K-State had won 66% of their conference games, Kansas 63. So the fact that he then was like 18 games under 500 in the Big 8, of course fans are going to be unhappy. Like, I just don't like the revisionist history. Like, well, let's be careful what's going on here because K-State's run off a guy before is now in the Final Four. Yeah, Dana Altman made the Final Four 25 years later. I'm trying to think. He left in what, 93, 94-ish?
24 years later.
Yeah, like literally. We're talking almost 2.5 decades later for him to make the Final Four. It took him upwards of 5 years at Creighton. I always forget if it was year 6 or year 7 before they finally made the tournament. Like, he didn't even make the tournament at Creighton for a while. So he had a long ways to go as far as becoming a coach. And K-State at that time, with the way that the program was holding itself to a higher standard, and I think that's fine. Like, you shouldn't have any regrets over that.
I just couldn't believe those numbers. I've not seen those numbers before.
It's crazy. And that's another part of why, I mean, I'll draw back here to right now. I think, like, fans have a right to be a little concerned about where the program's at right now because look at what this is all the time. I mean, a lot of the all-time numbers are very good. I mentioned it in my Frank Masterpiece monologue, but that Street and Smith magazine always gets referenced that they put K-State as a top 25 basketball program all time. Well, if you believe that, which I'm sure a lot of the old school people around here do, hold yourself to that standard. Hold yourself to that standard here in 2017.
I believe that ESPN did a really comprehensive, really in-depth all-time program rankings like 4 or 5 or 6 years ago, something like that. And if I recall, K-State was in the top 25 in that as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to dispute it. And I've seen the graphic that has on the day that K-State and KU played in the 1988 Elite Eight, the all-time program numbers. They're very even. And then from there, it just took off and things went in two totally different directions. I get it, man. You're a top 25 program. Let's get the program to that level. Let's maintain that standard here at K-State. Think highly of yourself. That's what you should be doing here. With that said, a guy who did have this program at a top 25 level was one Frank Martin, and this is a Colt to Frank meeting that is now in session. That's a pretty good gavel noise. Thank you, Mitch.
We need to be louder.
Can we get it again? I don't think we got everyone's attention. okay. Well, fair enough. All right.
Best I could find.
Colt to Frank meeting in session. Remember what I said? This week, you're going to have to deal with a lot of Frank Martin everywhere. It is, what, Wednesday? It's only Wednesday. I've already been so inundated by everything. You do a Twitter search right now for Frank Martin, and usually when you do that for, like, a prominent figure, you're going to get a lot of tweets. If you go to latest instead of just top, you're going to get a lot of tweets of, you know, random Joe Schmo fan here, like, Frank Martin sucks or Frank Martin's awesome, whatever it is. I wasn't getting hardly any of that. Every single one was a story. Every single one was a story. Like, everybody and their mom is writing a story right now about Frank Martin. Some of the headlines I got, the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal. South Carolina, the angriest team in college basketball. Which, by the way, I feel like I should sue for copyright infringement there on my angriest fans in college basketball t-shirt that I made way back in 2009. Anyway, Frank Barton had a model in building South Carolina hoops, Bill Snyder. That's an article that's been out there today and the relationship that they had. Frank came back last spring, met with Bill Snyder for 3 days. He also took advice from him on how to build up that South Carolina program. Anyway, it's a good read. Dennis Dodd had something called Frank Martin. He is America. Awesome. Like that.
Dennis Dodd was very verbally against the SI for Kids thing asking a question.
Well,
so
he
let's
was.
Take that with a grain of salt.
Well, but that doesn't mean he doesn't like Frank Martin. Frank Martin can't control the SI for Kids kid asking him a question.
Yeah,
that was what Dennis Dodd's issue was with. That's a totally different topic. South Carolina was never supposed to get this far, but then again, neither was Frank Martin. It's a pretty good synopsis of where he has come from in life. And then I mentioned the AP article that I saw, too. South Carolina head coach Frank Martin indirectly helped Mike Boynton get the Oklahoma State job. So every different angle you could possibly imagine, it's there. Not only in print form, though, but in audio form, because he has just been on seemingly every single major radio show, even TV with Good Morning America. And it just got to the point where I felt like I had to do this.
Oh, is he the media darling of the NCAA tournament? Frank Martin, head coach of South Carolina.
Actually, Bo Biden, you'll be on Wednesday because we have Frank Martin on. And I'm like, fine, I got Frank Martin coming on my show. And he joins us right now.
The coach of South Carolina is back with us on Mike and Mike. Congratulations, Frank.
Thank you, guys. I wish you guys would ask me to come on just a little bit later today. I'm a little beat up.
Our buddy Darius Rucker, he's going to join us in a couple of minutes.
Coach Martin is such a good friend, and he does such an amazing job. Yesterday was one of the greatest sports moments of my life, no doubt about it.
What if I'm late to one of your practices? What happens?
Don't come.
Max Bonstetter, Sports Illustrated for Kids. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. When you coach and teach your team defense, what's more important, technique or attitude?
First of all, a lot of respect to you. That's a heck of a question. I've been doing this a long time, and that's the first time anyone's ever asked me that. That's a heck of a question.
A South Carolina Gamecocks coach, Frank Martin, give him up for him, because his team is headed to the Sweet 16. I said, give it up for Coach Martin! His team is headed to the Sweet 16!
Well, Bomani, think about this. Last year, I completed my fourth year. And we did not make the NCAA tournament. Yet my bosses elected to extend me and give me a new contract. That tells you a lot about the kind of people that I work for.
All right, Frank Martin, coach of South Carolina, headed to the Final Four. It's always good when good things happen to good people, my man. Congratulations.
If you win the national title, I'll have a car bomb. How's that? I'll have one for you, coach. How's that?
If we get the band back together, we'll get it done.
So we get Huggins, me, you, Billy Donovan, and Brett Barrett. We're doing car bombs.
I'm in.
Oh, I love it.
First of all, why couldn't you actually use the police version of this song?
Because the P. Diddy version is much better.
Oh man. That's the worst thing that's happened this segment. That loses more listeners than any of the Frank stuff.
Whatever, man. Team P. Diddy. Miss you, Frank.
Oh.
Miss you, Frank. Hey, look, we got P. Diddy now. You don't like this?
I mean, it's fine, but...
it definitely isn't the real lyrics.
The police... police are classic.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if this is edited or not, so I should probably get it out of there. But I miss you, Frank.
It was good. Good montage.
Come back. Somebody get me to this break.
Should we take a break so you can cry a little?
Yeah, somebody get me to this break.
Wait, so that is that how all of the Cult of Frank meetings end? In tears?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Well, there's two ways that it can end. It can either end very sad tears,
right,
or it can end with a lot of four-letter words.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say alcohol.
No. A lot of four-letter words, my friend.
Okay.
You ever want the parental advisory not safe for work unedited version of my manifesto from the other day? Come find me in person.
Speaking of four-letter words, just saying.
Tweet of the moment at 525, Kansas fans upset after their team lost to Oregon. But, you know, I've been hammering this Cult of Frank cause for a really long time. I've got another cause for you. This one This one I think is a little more lighthearted and you'll enjoy, even if you're not a Colt DeFranker, coming up on the game.